Hello everyone. Thanks for joining me here in my talk at FOSDEM 2022 in this conference organization DAFRU. It's kind of meta talking about conference management within the conference, but I think this track is much needed for all the changes and challenges that many of us have faced over the past couple of years. I have organized an open source related meetups and conferences for more than a decade and continuously discovering new things about it. I'm looking forward to watching the presentations from the other experts in this dev room and learning from everyone. My name is Carol Chen, and welcome to my talk on lessons from 6 virtual Ansible Contributor Summits. Here's the obligatory self-intro, so please bear with me. I've been using and supporting open source for more than 20 years. In my previous life, I was a software engineer in Nokia, doing a range of things from testing to S60 multimedia development, to integration of video telephony and multimedia sharing and the Symbian SDK. Part of the S60 multimedia platform was based on the open source Helix media framework, which I contributed to. What got me excited were a couple of testathon events for interoperability testing, where several contributing companies and partners got together to test and verify that stuff created by the Helix content producer was able to be streamed with the Helix streaming server and reach the clients and can be played back by the Helix players on various platforms, including Symbian. As different participants have had contributed to the different parts of the systems, it was amazing to see this collaborative integration and problem solving in real time. So that prompted me to start organizing local meetups, hackathons, and related events. For the next part of my career with Yola and Red Hat, I decided to focus on that, not just the events, which were fun and motivating, but really about bringing the community around the project together and foster collaboration, learning, and growth. Plus, I like to travel. I've lived in 4 different countries across 3 continents and have visited more than 40 countries thanks to my job, as well as a personal love for travel and exploration. I also play in an amateur orchestra here in Finland. Feel free to connect with me in some of these channels with the ID Cybet. I'm on the matrix.org and ansible.im home service, and I'll touch on Matrix a little more during this presentation. Oops. For those unfamiliar with Ansible, it is an enterprise automation platform for the entire IT organization that helps you to easily deploy and maintain your applications and systems. Trivia. The first Ansible release was made on February 20th, 2012. So the 10-year anniversary is coming up in 2 weeks. But I'm not here to talk about Ansible. You can find out more details from docs.ansible.com if you're interested. I'm here to talk about the contributor summits that we have been running since 2016. Well, I actually joined the Ansible team towards the end of 2018, so I'm going to share my experiences from then on. I just know that previously, the contributor summits were alongside Ansible Fests. Ansible Fest is the flagship event, which is more targeted towards users, partners, and customers. The contributor summit, as the name suggests, is mainly for those who contribute to the Ansible project or have a desire to do so. We certainly welcome new contributors. It is a full day or possibly days of working sessions, especially for community contributors to interact with one another, as well as with Ansible development teams, including the core team, content team, DevTools, Galaxy, and so on. At the summit, we discuss important issues affecting the Ansible contributor community to help shape the future of Ansible, with a focus on improving collaboration with our contributors. The wiki page here links to the meeting minutes, chat logs, and video recordings from the past contributor summits. So here's a list of the ANSPO contributor summits that occurred between 2018 and 2021. Even though our contributor summits have been face-to-face events prior to 2020, we have always included an online component to allow participation from those who cannot attend in person. More details in one of the later slides. But the last time we had a physical summit outside of the United States was in June 2017. So while it was possible for contributors in other parts of the world to join virtually via BlueJeans and IRC, oftentimes the time differences meant that they could not participate in the event in its entirety. Since we have a sizable group of contributors in Europe, we decided at the Atlanta Ansible Fest. Oh wow, that was 2019. Feels like a lifetime ago. Then my next major task then was to plan the contributor summit somewhere in Europe for the first half of 2020, independently of ANSPO Fest. I had started reserving locations and hotel room blocks in Gothenburg at the beginning of 2020. And then the pandemic happened. This is a graph that sums up the bunch of text in the previous slide. Yeah, I'm not that great with diagrams or design of visual aids, but it is just to highlight that we went from having contributor summits once a year, somewhat dependent on ANSPO Fest, to three times a year after going fully virtual, thanks to the pandemic. There are definitely a lot of advantages with online events. In many ways, it is easier to put together than a physical event. So from here, as you can see, that only the third contributor summits of the past 2 years were in conjunction with ANSPO Fest. Also note that I moved the summit numbering to calendar versioning because I ran out of fingers to count them. Well, really just much easier to figure out which event is being referred to with Calver calendar versioning. Let me remind you how a pre-COVID conference might have looked like. The wide-angle lens on this camera, which I used to take the 360 pic, makes it look like some of us were social distancing, but we were actually cozier than this shows. There were close to 100 people in this hotel conference room, and a panorama photo would have been too wide to fit on the slide. So you get this animated GIF for a better look. Well, look at us now in little boxes neatly lined up on the screen.